since the dawn. Three travelers ford the river and southward journey on. The road is lined with peril. The air is charged with fear. The shadow of
So there you have it, Necromancer by Rush. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Yay. I am loved. You are loved. So let's get ready here for our shamanic drumming. Again, find a nice relaxation. Stance, sitting, whatever it is that you want, driving, walking, outside, let's get into it. Now, with shamanic drumming, some people, you know, can trip naturally and naturally see visions. Like, I can naturally just trip and just, without taking any kind of hallucinogens, and just really go in. And some, you know, it really doesn't matter, but it matters to you what you're getting, what you're feeling, and the ultimate healing is really what it comes down to. So whether you see images or whether you don't, just it's for you to receive the healing. But what we're going to do is we're going to go on a vision quest and a journey. We're going to ask, you can ask your guides a question. Or you can just be open to whatever it is that you need to hear, what you need to know. This is for you, and it's opening up a new paradigm. The intention to open up the paradigm. The rhythm of the drums will connect with the rhythm of your heartbeat and your cells and everything that's flowing through your body. So let's make it happen. I invite you on this mystical journey. While I'm drumming, I may start talking or I may start actually singing. It just depends on where the energy goes. All right, get comfy and let's begin. So we're going to do this for about, you know, five, 7 minutes or so. Just feel into it. Remember to watch out for your spirit animal who comes to greet you right now to help you through your journey. Feel into this magnificent energy of what Infinite Spirit and the angels want to bring to you, what the universe and all of love wants to bring to you, this infinite healing right now to you. Whatever it is that you got, hold that deep within you. And if you felt you didn't get anything, I can let you know every time I do this drumming. And if I don't get anything, or if I don't see anything or feel any connection with the drumming, believe me, I feel it later on during the week. I continuously feel it on later. Now I feel it later in the week, and I'm like, that was healing. That I needed that healing. That was real. The healing was real. Oh. Life is good. Life is good. And we got to always, I always bring that up, and I always say that life is good. Life is good because it is. The more you speak that into existence, the more you say life is good, the more it's going to be good. The more you will attract circumstances that will reveal why life is just so unbelievably delicious. You will continuously reveal why life is unbelievably beautiful. God in the universe will continuously speak that into you. You will constantly, over and over, see things that reveal in the unseen, and it goes, oh my goodness, life is so good. It's a good vibration. Ooh, it's a magnificent vibration. Speaking of, here's a beautiful song from Bob Marley and the Wailers. I feel like it's just so appropriate after that shamanic session where I did see a lot of birds. I saw a lot of birds. And, you know, there's a theme with a lot of birds going on. I saw a blue jay, and then I saw a lot of crows, and then I saw pelican. And so there's a lot of message of freedom and flying and being free with our magic. So with that, here we go.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Ass out. Got a brother wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby. Just alleviate your clothes, I'm the fly about it. Catch you at the club, your hips have got me feeling. Body talking quick to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then here's your chance. Luminating on the freeway, catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money plus the fame, I'm a simple man. Mr. International, player with a passport. Just like Aladdin's witch, get you anything you ask for. Champagne in the sea, favorite of my homies when we floss on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. Beat what my foes need. Make some OGs for you don't need. Approaching women with a passion for the long day. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby. I love the way you're flowing. Time to give it to daddy. Sugar, now tell me how you want it. I'm a man that you can trust, not just a fool in lust. Coming to get you on the bus, it's so ironic. Exotic on the verge of erotic. I'm hitting switches on misses like I've been fixed with hydraulic. My up and down like a roller coaster. Can I come inside you? I ain't stopping till the show is over. Cause I'm about to in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Either rocking these nights full of Alize. A living legend, you ain't heard about them players living Cali days. Dolores Tucker, you were fake to me. Instead of trying to help a brother, wanna take his G's. Mistaking me for Bill Clinton, Mr. Bob Dole. You're too old to understand the way the game's so. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot tracks. Once I'm released, I'm making millions trying to top that. They wanna sit to me, they'd rather see me in my cell. It's different hell away a few of us a little tail. Now everybody talking about us, I ain't giving up. The very ones that taught us all to cuss. Come on, tell me how you want it. As a youth, tell the truth, I got the scoop on how to get a bulletproof. Sex busting off the roof, but when I was a teenager, mobile phones got major, game rules. I'm living major, my adversaries is getting buried. They paranoid, they're getting buried. One of us gon' see the cemetery. They wonder if my lifestyle's changed, and am I through with all the pain? Surviving in this game, and still the same. Honey, just meet me at the strip club, bring a thong. Look how they shaking for that cash, once again it's on. I had no sympathy for those afraid of mystery. Come get with me, I promise passion and ecstasy. I'm alone, can I come over there tonight? Depend on me, the one to handle it and get it right. Your body is banging, baby, I love the way you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, sugar, now tell me how you want it.
Can you live in the fast lane? Now, for real.
How
favorite psychic medium, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication through music and the dream world. Come play with me on the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Howdy ho! It's me right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium, and we have just been cruising through the 2 hours of paranormal fun. Thank you, Spirit, and thank you, Angels, for bringing in the communication. I can't wait. There's a lot of messages going on here. I mean, the fact, I think it's phenomenal that I literally just pulled the vinyl and it said the Necromancer. So, you know, there's a strong message here about, are you the wizard of your own life? Are you the wizard? Are you the one making magic? Are you making magic happen? Are you doing this? Like, what's happening? What's going on here? I'm already feeling this. There's a strong focus right now for us to understand our power. And that's exactly what I was getting from this when this came through. Like, this is exactly what I was getting from, you know, as I was sitting here and I was just like, you know, what exactly does Spirit want us to know? What is it exactly through the vinyl? And every time I pull the vinyl, there's something very specific. It's so simple. It's like, whether it's a name of a song title or whether there's literally a message written on the back of the vinyl sleeve, there is a strong, potent message. And so I just can't go with, it's just like, I'm just overwhelmed with excitement right now about, like, this stuff, it never gets old. It never, like, this, it's something always new. And, you know, as I'm sitting here, the message right now is this is a strong, really big time right now for us to really connect with our magic and connect with what we can do as creators. It's very important to know and be aware that we really do control our world. We control and we have full capacity to orchestrate what comes in our lives. Every person, every situation that we see, it's a reflection, it's a mirror of everything that is going on in our inside world. And that's what we have to understand. That's what we have to know. And as we are connected and designed in this inside world of the projection of outside, if you're seeing an outside world that you don't like, or it's negative and it's something you want to change, you've got to go inward. You've got to do the inquiry of inside and be like, what is going on? Do I truly like what is being projected on the outside world? If you're having drama with people, if you don't like, you know, where you work, or you don't like the people you interact with, or you're just having constant turmoil wherever you go, it seems like, or the world is not out to get you. You have to understand and tap in and understand this is a projection of the inside world. So if you like life, if you love life, if everything's going the way, I mean, obviously not, like, you know, you're still on this planet, so everything's not always going to shift and go the way of a perfect accordance. We are here to play. We're here to manifest. We're here to grow, and we're here to create. So if you're still on this earth plane, you obviously got some more work to do. But what I'm saying is, if you are content with the story that is playing, if you are content with the relationships, if you have the healthy relationships, you have the healthy relationship with yourself, if you're living your dream, and it just goes on and on, it is a reflection of what's going inside. So as we continue and we are constantly here with this, let us continue to manifest in this higher place. Let us continue to manifest in this place that is beautiful, because once we are in a very high vibration, you're going to notice what you manifest is going to be at the top tier of what you want. If you manifest from a lower place, what you're going to receive back is mediocrity. into what your liking is. So it's important that when we do make that initiation to manifest, where's your frequency? Where's your vibration? So with that, we'll be back at 7:40, 7:45 with the messages. I mean, that was connected. I just felt like I wanted to pull that out for right now because it was so important for us to continue to go on with this and to continue to have this, you know, communication right here and right now. Right here and right now. I wanted to put some doo-wop on because I want some cheery. I want some cheeriness. So here's some doo-wop right here. Castle in the Sky. Woo! Here we go.
Oh, baby.
Oh, actually, it's the Four Nights.
Oh, baby, my. Oh, baby, my.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were there,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire. You are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby, boy.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby, my.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Tossing and turning in my slumber,
oh, baby,
holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my.
Life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my.
Life would be so fair.
I am king. place I long to be. If I had your world, I would give it away just to see the girls and play. Yeah, when I am king, surely I would need a queen and a palace.
Beautiful image I have of you.
It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. That's right. We're here. We're clear. We're coming in live. Am I coming in clear? Hello, Mom. Am I coming in clear? Remember on Willy Wonka? Ow! Wait! Come on. Let's get that energy going. Let's keep that energy up. Today is a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day to be alive. I mean, just look at outside. Look at everything. Look at your hands. Look at your fingernails. Look at your eyes. Look at this beautiful miracle that is you. You are this beautiful walking miracle, and we must give thanks for every minute we are alive. Life is such a gift, isn't it? Oh my God, it is such a gift. I am so grateful, so grateful to always be alive, to always be here, to always just be able to be on the other end, giving and receiving in this beautiful, magical place we call now, and to be able to just have just this beautiful conversation, and anybody can turn in to tune on. Anybody can just tap into this frequency and be a part of this. And this is what I love. This it's just a free educational portal of the unseen, and just really making your life the way you want to make it, just being the master of it. And look at this beautiful journey. So thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for everything you've done. Life truly would be pointless without other people. Life would truly be pointless without the rest of the world. So with everything happening, there is more love. Always remember, there is more love than hate. There's more good than there isn't. And good and bad has always just been this kind of weird concept. Every single being, every single thing in this world exists to this higher resonating vibration of the Christ consciousness that is good in itself. Whether we label it dark, negative, bad, we cannot have the light without the dark, and we cannot have the dark without the light. You can't cancel light. You can't have the light without the dark. It isn't right. I'm a checkerboard girl, I'm magical. What a life, what a life. Woo! Spirit, come alive, come alive. Oh, oh, spirit, come alive. We got that. We have it! Woo! I cannot wait. Life is truly exciting. The other day, I made live beats on the radio. It was great. I'm a checkerboard girl, I'm magic. I'm a checkerboard. Woo! Woo! It's the yin and the yang, black and white. So let's get on with this, with the messages. If you're just tuning in, we are doing the angel messages. And we have, you know, we're coming back to Rush with the Necromancer. The song The Necromancer we played. It was like, that was pretty dark, like, but I liked it. The dark, you know, that song, you know, it was the dark energy in there. Like, you know, not, and I'm not saying dark energy. I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. But what I meant was being able to appreciate darkness, to not demonize it. We do, and this is another thing that I feel like is coming up. Demonizing dark things or things that are not good, things are bad. No. Like, I can't have that. Like, there was a period when I was coming into my spiritual awakening, and I was trying so hard to not be around things that were dark or negative, because I really wanted to purify myself, and I really wanted to be a positive light and just only attract higher spirits. But what I figured out and realized that, you know, there's, you know, I was just going on a Disney diet, a positive diet. Those are good. Positive diets where you just refrain from any negative media, any negative music, all that stuff to get you right in your place. And I did that. But then I realized there's a time where you have to understand, you can't just, when things come and be like, no, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. And that heavy judgment, I didn't want that heavy judgment, to experience constant heavy judgment of something and being like, that's dark and that's not, I don't want that. Like, you have to understand, you need a balance. Though, and I realized that there was to love those dark places about me that may not be so loving to the rest of the world. And that is your job, to love that darkness inside of you, or those things that may not be lovable to other people or the rest of the world. Because when you love that part about you, sky is the limit. And I'm glad we came across this subject of necromancy, the necromancer, and, you know, maybe the dark part of it. And so here I'm always trying to stay on the up and up, and obviously always stay in the positive light, always in the highest vibration, always being aware of only attracting what we want into our experience, staying on the vibration of love, but always understanding that we live in a world where contrast makes things creative. And that's what we always have to realize. So when you come into that place where things may get dark or things may get negative, you can either take it on, or you can say, okay, that's happening, and let it happen, and have that, you don't have to take that into your inside world, but just be okay with that happening in your outside world. We're not here to control the world around us. We're here to control what's going on in here. With that, you become the master of what goes on in the outside world. So it's a really good topic to just, you know, when I just, you know, when I make songs, I channel these lyrics that are continuously connected and resonating with messages from the spirit. And when I say that line, you can't cancel life, you can't have the dark with, you can't have the, yeah, you can't have the light without the dark, it isn't right. I'm a checkerboard girl, I'm magic. So one thing I understand about magic is that there is no good or bad magic. There is no black or white magic. There is just what you put out and what comes back. So I feel like being a good magician, what makes a good magician is a mixture and a balance of the yin and the yang, the black and the white, to have both of those worlds, light and dark, combined. And I feel like that makes the most beautiful, perfect magician. Because what are those ingredients? You have chaos, you have order, you have destruction, you have creation. There's a balance to everything, and we need a balance to all of life. With being able to stay in a high vibration, we are supposed to feel good most of the time, and that is supposed to be your experience. We our inherent state of mind is joy. That is our inherent good. So always remember that you are supposed to feel good, and you're supposed to know how to manage when difficulties come and challenges and things arrive that we don't like. And again, it goes back to being able to feel those things when we don't like those feelings, being able to sit with that, being able to let it, because it's teaching us something, and it's so beautiful to be able to feel. Thank you. So thank you for that. Thank you for I'm so grateful to pull the Rush album, and understand this message is for you to be the best magician you can be of your world. What else, angels? What else do you want to come through to speak about? Oh my God, it's just like a flow of beautiful words. Can I please remember this? Like what they're saying. Okay. This is a direct channeling. Action, reaction, understand reaction and the flow. Your reaction is a flow of the cosmic order that manifests into the stars, and then it comes right back down to you. So whatever it is that we are reacting to in this world, understand it always goes to the stars, and it always comes right back to us. It's like a visual. They're showing me a visual of our emotions and what we do with that. And it's the strong focal point of manifesting. Everything that we're feeling is a manifestation into the cosmos. This isn't about being fearful of not being a, of you not taking care of what your thoughts are. This is not about, you know, well, you need, you know, you to be on edge. It's a good news for you to understand that this is exactly what where manifesting in creation lies, and it's in your feelings. But they literally showed me a visual of reacting or a feeling to something, and then it goes into the cosmos and then it comes right back to you, and then that is your that is your main picture. So where's your state of mind right now? Where does your state of mind want to be? Who do you want to be? What is it that you're asking right now? If you don't know, this is the most beautiful time to ask, what do I want? Say it. Say it to God. Say it to the universe. What do I truly want? And immediately when I voiced that right out loud, I just saw the big words happiness. I just saw big words joy. I just saw big words feeling good. Isn't that beautiful how it comes right away? So what is it that you want? This is your world. This is your life. This is yours. Take control of it now. Do not let outside circumstances or people in your outside world control it. Stop running on empty. Stop doing a rote routine. Wake up and say, no, this is me. This is my dream. This is my dream world, and I'm going to live it, and I'm going to have it, and I'm going to be it. What a beautiful, beautiful feeling that is. Power, power. That's where it is. That is your power, not power over other people. Not the facade of being projections of powerful, but the power that just is. That is your job right now, and that is the message of spirit. Finding that power. And you are powerful, and you are beautiful, and you are gorgeous, and life is good, and you're gonna have all your dreams manifested. Oh, what a beautiful show. What a beautiful time we've spent. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, you have it right. I'm going to leave you here with some Rush vinyl, and I will see you next week from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a beautiful rest of your day and have a beautiful week and go out and conquer your world. Here it is, right now. Spirit loves you more than you can understand, more than you know.